Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what about these bombshells that keep dropping from Bob Woodward's new book? New revelations on Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama.
A new book by Bob Woodward reveals phone calls between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and President Biden's private remarks about former President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In Woodward's new book, War, he wrote Donald Trump had as many as 7 private phone calls with Putin since leaving office and secretly sent Putin coronavirus test machines for Russia during the height of the pandemic. Trump spokesman Stephen Chung says Woodward made it up. Woodward also writes about President Biden's frustration and distrust of Netanyahu over the Israeli leader's talk of killing every last member of Hamas. He felt Netanyahu lied to him regularly. The White House says the commitment to Israel is ironclad. The book also details Biden's criticism late last year of then-President Barack Obama's handling of Russia's earlier invasion of Ukraine in Crimea in 2014. Ed Donahue, Washington.
All right, so what about these phone calls between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin? Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says that Trump's back-channel communication with Russia is really no big deal.
Have I talked to Donald Trump about his calls with Vladimir Putin? No. I've never had that conversation with Donald Trump in my life. But if Donald Trump, even if it's true, look, is there something wrong with speaking to world leaders?
No, but I guess it's what you talk to them about. Republican vice presidential nominee Tim Walz, on the other side, says this is not normal behavior.
There's news reporting that Donald Trump has had as many as 7 private phone calls with Vladimir Putin. I can guarantee you that Kamala Harris and I do not have dictators on speed dial.
You know, if it's phone sex that they're having, how does that work with translators? I mean, it seems like something might get lost in the translation. So Laura Trump, who is the daughter-in-law of the ex-president, Laura Trump is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. She knows that Donald Trump is going to win, and she has a new polling system that she's introducing. She doesn't believe the polls that now show that Kamala Harris is leading Donald Trump. In many polls, Kamala Harris is leading Donald Trump. In some cases, by points that are just beyond the margin of error. Most of them are within the margin of error, but she's leading. But she says these polls are ridiculous. And she says that when she is out or when she's on a plane, she says, I get slipped beverage napkins every time I'm on a plane saying, quote, we can't wait to vote for Trump or go Trump or Trump 2024. She's getting these on beverage napkins on a plane, people writing this and passing them to her. Or she says, people keep coming up to me these days in public, wherever I go, and they say they're excited to get out and vote for Trump. So this is the new polling system. And, you know, this is the big flaw. It's kind of like the people who said, well, Trump won the election in 2020 because more people went to his rallies. You know, I don't think people have the basic concept of how big this country is. And we tend to define the world in general by the world around us. And our friends and our neighbors and our family members, they all may think the same way. But that doesn't mean everybody around the country thinks the same way. In fact, people in other parts of the country where people don't understand why anybody would vote for Trump, it's the same. They think, well, my God, everybody here is voting for Harris. How can anybody vote for Trump? So, I mean, this is just an absurd tendency to believe the people who come up to you and to believe the people around you That is not a way to determine who's going to win the election.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.